He may not have a holiday classic, but commentator Baxter Black spins his own intoxicating tale about a cowboy who took a special Christmas message to the ranch.
It was Christmas Eve at daybreak when we found him in the yard. His horse was porcupined with frost. The ground was frozen hard. He must have drifted in last night after we'd all gone to bed and had a fatal heart attack, because for dang sure he was dead. We recognized him right away as Tater Jack, the preacher, a fire and brimstone, hard-nosed man, with one redeeming feature. He believed, and took it on himself to spread the holy gospel in places where the regular church had deemed it near impossible. We got to see him twice a year, because we was out a ways, and he usually came by Christmas, and he'd stay a couple days. Now, Christmas in a cowboy camp's a pretty lonely place, and folks like us that live alone, we build a sort of carapace like turtles have, which insulates our heart from too much feeling. But Tater Jack cut no one slack. He preached like thunder pealing and got right down to the question. What did Christmas really mean? Was it just another winter day to ply the old routine? He dumped the whole load on us. But what the heck, we had the time. And he was a grand diversion. Thumping Bibles ain't a crime. But he'd end each Christmas sermon with the passages from Luke. He explained, "We were the shepherds," which he meant as no rebuke. And then he'd traipse us all out in the dark and point straight up and say, "Fear not, I bring good tidings, for unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. See them stars and us below? They were shining on them shepherds then 2,000 years ago. So you see, that's how it started, with a bunch of guys like you who could see through all the hoopla and give this day its due. That's why he told the shepherds first. See, God trusts a simple man. So he signed your kind up early, because he knew you'd understand." Well, Tater Jack would ramble on, but what he said held water, and it made us cowboys kind of proud and humble, like it oughter. Sam would play his ukulele, and we'd sing a song or two, and I reckon we were better men, because old Tater drifted through. So finding him this morning put a damper on the day. We thawed him out and combed his hair and stored his stuff away, and then buried him this afternoon on his final Christmas Eve. We've all been sort of aimless since, maybe just too numb to grieve. Russell Don had shot a sage hen, and we saved it for tonight. And it was good, and we sure ate it all, but Christmas ain't quite right. Tater Jack made it official, a snubbing post to tie to. He gave Christmas real meaning. So maybe we should try to carry on like he would have us. Ain't none of us a preacher, but no line camp bunch of cowboys ever had a better teacher. Sam, if you can play Hark the Herald Angels on your uke, I'll try and read the cowboy part in those passages from Luke.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.